We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to discuss the concepts and the halachas regarding minhagim, customs. We're going to learn, amidst Hashem later in our Masechta, that a mufla samach lish, that a child, even though he's still only a katan, but if he's already 11, 12, depending on different circumstances, is considered a mufla samach lish, and a mufla samach lish is obligate, his nedarim are considered a neder. And the halacha is, say the poskim, that therefore even a mufla samach lish that has accepted upon himself a minig, either as we discussed in the previous shiur, by having done this minig three times, or doing it once, and intending that this should become a full-fledged minig, says the Shas Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak Kelik Yud Simen Zayin, that it's very possible he too is going to be obligated to continue this minig, because as we're learning, a minig is considered like a neder, and if his nedarim are a neder, then his minhagim are become obligatory to him. And because of this halachas, as we've been discussing, we mentioned yesterday, we learned in the Shulchan Aruch, what's appropriate to do in order to avoid a question is before he starts having any minig, he should say that he's accepting this neder b'li neder, and by saying that he's accepting b'li neder, then it doesn't become obligatory. However, there are poskim that suggest that just saying that you're accepting this b'li neder is inadequate, and he has to say that he's only accepting upon himself to do this time or any time that he's going to do it. But there is no intent that this should become an obligation forever. In other words, the way the Mefarshim explain, there's a tshuva in the Meyosher, Chelek Beis, Simen, Kuf Lamed Vav, that explains why is B'li Neder alone not enough. Because B'li Neder alone doesn't make a Tanai in the Neder. Only by articulating that his intention is not to accept this upon himself forever, that is the only way that it doesn't become a full-fledged neder. However, most poskim are of the opinion that if he said b'li neder alone, that would be, it's enough. But as we mentioned, most rishonim, and that is the psak, the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch, somebody accepted upon himself that something is asur because he assumed that this act is asur, and then he discovered that it's mutter. So we quoted in our previous year, some Rishonim say that even under those circumstances, Hatorah is required. Most Paiskim, and as I said, that's the opinion of the first, that's the first opinion cited in the Shulchan Aruch, hold that minig is not considered a minig, and even without Hatorah, he could retract. Similarly, if somebody accepted upon himself a chumrah, the Shach says, or thought something is asur, and it is asur. However, he thought that it's much more of a stringent iser than he really assumed. That too, says the Shach, is considered that he accepted it betos, and that the halacha is that he doesn't need hatara. A minig that somebody accepted upon himself because he was in a certain circumstance, and it's obvious that in that circumstance he accepted that minig. So the halacha is that it's only considered a minig that we're saying maybe in the category of a neder only when the circumstances present themselves again exactly that way. But if he will not be in those circumstances, he will not be obligated to follow that minig. For the same reason, if somebody accepted upon himself a minig, but when he accepted upon himself the minig, he only accepted it for certain times of the year. For example, there are people that during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva have certain minhagim, whether regarding fasting, regarding foods that they don't eat. So the halacha is that that's only considered a minig for that time of the year. And the rest of the year, he doesn't have to follow that minig. As we continue discussing this halacha of minhagim, these halachas of minhagim, I saw that the Paiskim discuss many different situations that are considered a minig that one would have to follow. And it's worthwhile to speak about these different shailas. One shaila I saw is that the Chavis Yor, and the Shailas Tshuvas Chavis Yor, Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, discusses that we know when a woman goes to the mikveh, the halacha requires her only to immerse herself once. That those that immerse themselves three times. So he says that if a woman already began that every time she goes to the mikveh, she immerses herself three times, then the halacha is she should that it becomes a minig that every time she goes to the mikveh, she should so do. Similarly, let's say someone has a minig, that he goes to the mikveh every Erev Shabbos or every Erev Yontif, he can't stop doing that without hatara. Or if somebody has a minig that on the Yom Neroim he stands by Chazaras Hashatz and he can't, and now he doesn't want to stop that, the halacha is that he wants to be able to sit down, he has to have Hataras Nedarim. The Shailas HaTshuvas Torah L'shma, Simen Resh Lamed Daled, makes an interesting point. He says, let's say somebody said, I'm going to put up my sukkah today. So that's a neder l'dvar mitzvah. And he has to have Hatara. Or the Chasam Sofer, Yerideya, Simen Resh Chaf Beis, says that if somebody had a minig that he doesn't eat gebroks on Pesach, and now he wants to start eating gebroks, he has to have Hatara. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Alicha Shlomo says, again, and this helps us understand how far this concept of Menhagim and the obligation to continue them is in the eyes of the Paiskim. He says, we know that many people have a minig that if they intend to take a business trip this week, a Motzoi Shabbos before, they say Parshas V'Yishlach. So he said, let's say somebody doesn't want to have to continue that minig. So let's think about it. That minig, he says, is not really based on a mitzvah. There's a skula that to say Parshas V'Yishlach for Hatzlacha on your trip, that is still already considered a minig, and if you want to stop it, you have to have a Hataras Nedarim. And in general, the Paiskim say that any minig that has a element of mitzvah to it is considered a minig of mitzvah that falls into the category that we've been discussing of dvarim hamatarim v'acherim noigim mitzvah. For example, if somebody has a minig, I saw in the Shas Tshuva Sesaris, from the Shas Tshuva Sesaris Tshuva, Chelik Yoredeis Simen Kof Chof, that he has a minig that he sits together with other people and they sing Zmiras, they say Divrei Torah, then he can't stop going. Or if a son accepted upon himself to visit his parents, that's a minig, toiv, that's a minig of a mitzvah. There are people who every day, after davening, say the Ani Mamins, or say the Sheish Sechiris, say the Parshas Hamon, different, say Tehillim. So that too, the Paiskim say, is considered a minig toiv, and if you want to stop, you have to have Hataris the Dorm. Da'ach HaShulchan, however, is more lenient, and he says that not everything automatically falls into the category of a minik. Another area where there are many shilas, and the Prichadish discusses this, that let's say somebody had a minig that on Pesach he only ate shmur matzah. So he holds that that's not considered a minig, it's a chumra ba'alma, and hatar is not required. However, many poskim disagree. The Marshag in Chelek Aleph Simen Nunvav has a very interesting approach to this. He says that the Prichadosh lived in Egypt. In Egypt, in the time of the year when they cut the wheat, it doesn't rain. And therefore, the concern that the wheat became chametz is extremely minimal. And therefore, eating matzah shmura is a chumra ba'alma. And as we discussed in our previous shiur, we quoted it from the Sfas Emes and other Paiskim as well, if something is only a chumra ba'alma, it doesn't fall into this category of a minig. But, says the Marshag, in a place where there is more of a concern of chametz, and therefore the minig of matzah shmura is a much more halachically grounded minig, hatara would be required. Darach HaShulchan in Simen Reish Yud Dalet Sif Katan Chaf Dalet Chaf Gimel says that we know that standing by Shemoneh Esrei is required by the Halacha. But there are other places during the tefillah where people have the minhag to stand. By the Vayivarech David, by the Shira, by Yishtabach. So the question is, if somebody wants to now sit, does he have to have Hataras Nedarim? So he says that Hataras Nedarim would not be required. It's not really considered a minik. And Ramosha, in the Shalos Tshuvos Igros Moshe, Yoredeya Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Chav Zayin Anafchas, says if you look at the examples the Gemara uses about a minig mitzvah, the common denominator of all of those cases is where there's a real mitzvah involved. A mitzvah to give tzedakah is an example the Gemara gives. we had the Gemara in Daf Ches, Eshna Perikzeh, I'm going to learn accepting a tainus, accepting to go live in Eretz Yisrael. The common denominator, says Rav Moshe, in all those cases, is that there's a real mitzvah involved. And therefore, even in the Shulchan Aruch, the example that the Shulchan Aruch gives, that we read the words of the Shulchan Aruch yesterday from Simon Reish Yudalad Yerideya, was that person accepted not to eat meat during the 9 days for the Sfardim that only don't eat meat and Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av. So those are all situations that are grounded in Halacha. But Stam a Chumrah, even if it's not just a Chumrah, but it's a minig that many people follow, does not necessarily fall into the category of Dvarim HaMutarim V'Necherim Noga B'Aser. Certainly, say the Paiskim, in a situation where the minig really doesn't have any basis in Halacha. It's just people have certain, I don't know what the right way to describe it, certain Kabbalahs that one shouldn't do. There are people that have a Kabbalah not to eat the end of a loaf of a bread. It'll cause you to forget. These are all Stam Skulas. And the Paiskim say that everybody would agree that those are not considered Menhogim, that one has to have Hatorah if he wants to stop. And therefore, similarly, if somebody did not intend to accept something as a Minig, just because of the circumstances, as we said earlier, he follows this way. And the Pais can give a great example. Let's say somebody in his own home buys foods only with a certain hechsher, not because he's makbid to only eat from that hechsher. For him, in the shop where he buys, that's the most convenient food that he could find. It's the best price, it's the most available. But not that he's makbid specifically to only eat from that hechsher. And there, that is therefore not considered a minig. And therefore, if he comes somewhere else, he's allowed to eat from that food, and it's not considered that he only eats from that hechsher. And the proof is because he would probably, even in his own home, eat from that food if he was served that food, and therefore it's not considered a minig that he has to follow under all circumstances.